With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Several bills to help farmers are being debated at the state legislature this session. One would make a fund that's used for improving acequia or ditch infrastructure permanent. Another would make data about acequias and water use more accessible. Paula Garcia heads the state's Acequia Association.
The concept is something that we really support. Because we've been involved in the water planning, regional water planning process, and one thing that has really lacked in the past is really thorough and comprehensive data.
Garcia, who is a farmer in Mora County in northeast New Mexico, outlined bills that would make it easier to see who wants water rights transfers and for what purpose, something that isn't always clear on applications now.
We have two bills dealing with due process in water rights with regard to transparency in water right applications and water leasing applications. And those are really intended to shine a light and increase transparency on decisions by the state engineer. And we need to be really thoughtful about evaluating the impacts on agriculture, you know, because at the same time we're trying to rebuild and strengthen the agricultural economy, and there's other sectors of the economy that are looking to agriculture as their source of water. And so we are very mindful that we have to monitor closely any proposed change of transfer of water rights out of agriculture to other uses, so that we make sure that our water rights aren't being impaired by those decisions.
New Mexico has more than 700 acequias. Most are hundreds of years old and are key to the survival of farming in the state. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.